Muy bien, Colifatos, ahora le llega el turno a Víctor.
Word of mouth.
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 Acá en el Borda.
Es la locura del sol. Quiero que todos me conozcan.
Ojalá salga el sol.
Es la locura del sol.
From New Hampshire Public Radio, this is Word of Mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. We're listening to Radio La Colifata, the world's first and largest radio station broadcast from a psychiatric facility. Since its inception 20 years ago, similar stations have launched in what are often still called insane asylums across South America and Europe. Here in the U.S., the idea of putting mentally ill people in locked wards on the radio sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen. Psychologist Amelia Rachel Hokolea-Borofsky made several visits to El Borda National Psychiatric Hospital in Buenos Aires to see and hear Radio La Colifata for herself. She wrote about the experience for The Atlantic, and we reached her in Hawaii via Skype. Amelia, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Virginia.
So what does Colifata mean?
Colifata actually means crazy lady, and the patients, although they're not called patients there in Buenos Aires, they're called the interned, or the people that live on the inside. They named Colifata themselves, and it's in the dialect called Lunfardo, which is a prison dialect that was used in Buenos Aires so that prisoners could talk to each other and that prison guards wouldn't understand. So it's kind of a language of resistance and a language of empowerment. Psychiatric patients at the hospital reclaimed the language and the name crazy and took it on for themselves. We are crazy radio.
They're sort of making fun of this idea of the crazy ones on some level. Have I got that right? I mean, is that something you see when you were at the hospital?
Absolutely. It's very, very playful. This psychiatric hospital also has circus workshops. They have tango workshops. They have a huge art center. I even saw a art student working with a patient with a blowtorch to do metal welding. I really did think I had landed in Alice in Wonderland's down the rabbit hole, because you would never, ever see that in a U.S. psychiatric hospital.
How about the hospital itself, how it looks physically? I did watch some scenes from a film, a documentary film that was made about Radio La Colifata a couple of years ago. And we see these kind of peeling walls, these industrial green tiled rooms. I think for many of us, the notion of what it looked like inside of a psychiatric hospital here in the U.S. is kind of frozen in a film like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. What is the difference here?
Well, exactly, Virginia. From the outside, La Borda National Psychiatric Hospital in Buenos Aires looks like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. It recalls the days of psychiatric hospitals from the 1950s and the 1960s in the United States, a lot of which have been closed down. It's big, it's creepy, there's paint peeling, there's graffiti all over the walls that actually says, you know, don't close us down. Anyone can just walk into the psychiatric hospital in Buenos Aires. You don't need identification, you don't need to sign anything, you just walk right in. And when you get in, it's just a huge courtyard with trees. There's a big yellow building for the radio station, there's a beautiful mosaic. And all these white plastic chairs set up in a large circle. There's about 50 people that come every Saturday for the radio station. And it just feels alive. There's patients walking around. There's community members. There's university students. And you can't always tell who is who.
Well, that's an important distinction that you make there. There's a sort of flow of people who are coming in to visit, many of them drawn here by this radio station that's been broadcasting for so long. But they make an important distinction here. They don't call them patients and visitors. What's behind that thinking?
Exactly, Virginia. They find the terms patient and visitor stigmatizing. You're saying one person's healthy and the other person's not. The terms they use at Radio Colifata are interned and externed, or internos y externos. And the idea is that the only thing that separates us is a wall. And the goal of the radio station, of Radio Colifata, is to be the bridge that connects the insiders to the outsiders. So it's not just about empowering patients and giving them a voice. It's also about allowing them to connect to people outside the walls and for people outside the walls to connect to people inside the walls.
Amelia Rachel Hokulea-Borofsky is with us. She is a psychologist and a writer, and she visited Radio Kalifata, which literally means radio for, I guess, the crazy people, which broadcast from a national psychiatric hospital in Buenos Aires. What was the programming like? What were they doing? Playing music, plays, what?
So the programming at Radio Kalifata was just very alive and honestly very crazy. One of the main things about being in a psychiatric hospital, and I don't want to compare it exactly to being with children, but there is a sense of being unfiltered. People take a microphone and share whatever is on their mind.
Radio La Kalifata.
La filosofía era un tema de los eruditos.
Sabias palabras.
Bueno, debo decir.
The way it starts is Dr. Alfredo Olivera, who started the program, he writes on a blackboard the plan for the day. But of course, the plan never gets followed. It usually starts about 2 in the afternoon. Everyone gathers and sits in these white plastic chairs. And everyone introduces themselves. There's hugs and kisses that go around. There was this man, Hugo, who wore these little glasses and looked kind of like a turtle and like a 1920s intellectual. And I was immediately intrigued by him. And he's a Don Quixote of the radio station. He shares all these news and political insights. He actually managed to get me to stand up with him. Not that you can see this on the radio, but it was a really beautiful moment. And dance hula with him and teach him how to dance hula in the middle of the courtyard in the psychiatric hospital.
What an image.
And then he managed to, you know, turn it into part of the radio show and talk about global warming. And then he threw everyone a huge luau and asked me, you know, what are we going to serve at this luau? And just a real feeling of community.
Do they boil it down and edit it to something that's broadcast nationally?
They do. So it's live and broadcast nationally and internationally. You can sign up from Skype. When I was there, we had people Skyping in from Uruguay and from Mexico to listen live. And then what they do is they edit it into little segments, sometimes just 5 minutes. And these are broadcast throughout the week nationally. So everybody in Argentina knows about Radio Kalifata.
In fact, your taxi driver who drops you off says, everybody listens. So what's the appeal for the average listener, for the person who is on the outside?
You know, people are naturally drawn to finding out what goes on in psychiatric hospitals. I think we want to know what is the wall that separates us and how thin is it. There's something powerful about hearing that voice of someone who, you know, may or may not be psychotic in that moment or who just has an insight from their perspective to share.
You do some comparisons about how it could happen in the U.S. or whether it could even happen in the U.S. And I would imagine there would be a lot of accusations of voyeurism of some type or accusations of taking advantage of people who may not, you know, be within their full power to make decisions for themselves.
Yeah, Virginia, when I first was working in a forensic psychiatric hospital, I thought it would make an amazing radio station show because of all the stories that go on in there. And also, as an activist, and I want to make this point, the radio station also serves an important tool of transparency. One of the Saturdays that I was at the radio station, a patient came up and started whispering to Dr. Olivera, the director of the radio station, and he immediately stopped the show and gave this interned psychiatric patient the microphone, and the patient started detailing some of the things that were going on in the psychiatric hospital. The heat had been cut off. The plumbing had been broken. And this was a way for the patient to communicate to the whole country that things were not functioning as they should within the psychiatric hospital. So the administration doesn't always love Radio Kalifata, but it's such a popular radio station that they can't do anything about it. And so it does also allow for this kind of transparency and accountability. So that's one reason I don't think it would happen. But the other reason is confidentiality. You know, in Buenos Aires, they use their real names and no one is concerned about this. And As I said, anyone can just walk in. It's not a litigious place. And in terms of voyeurism, I think that's much more our concern than it is of the patients. A lot of people who struggle with mental illness naturally have different voices going on in their minds, and sometimes externally as well. So radio is a really natural medium and a very therapeutic medium in which to externalize these voices. So for them, it's empowering. The other thing is the way he does it is very respectful. I think it could turn into kind of a freak show, but it doesn't do that because he has so much respect for the ideas of the psychiatric patients who are communicating. And they also have real radio shows. Hugo, for example, does really astute political analysis of the news that's going on in the world. And he does it in a way that's funny and quirky and that's truly himself. And I should say, you know, he's someone who's out in the community now. He's been released from the psychiatric hospital, but he comes back to the psychiatric hospital every Saturday to visit, to share his political insights.
Maybe you couldn't necessarily launch a radio station like this in the U.S., but how can you use it in your individual practice, in your individual outreach with people who need your help?
To be honest, Virginia, I am no longer working as a clinical psychologist because I've been really burnt out by the system, to be honest. I have found administrations in most hospitals and in most clinical settings pretty apathetic and not really willing to take these kinds of risks. So I can't say that I've necessarily found a way to bring that experience from Buenos Aires here to the United States yet, other than through just sharing the experience.
Well, as big radio advocates, we're so glad that you shared the experience with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Virginia.
Buenas tardes. Aquí transmite LT22 Radio La Colifata directamente del Hospital Borda.
Psychologist Amelia Rachel Hokulea Borofsky visited Radio Colifata at El Borda National Psychiatric Hospital in Buenos Aires. She wrote about the experience for The Atlantic magazine. You can read it for yourself and share it on the Word of Mouth Facebook page. Stay with us for a physicist turned chocolatier on the art, science, and elusive spirit of cacao. That's when Word of Mouth continues in just a minute.
Planeta Tierra que han germinado. La Colifata fue invitada a Europa. Fue Alfredo, Laura y Horacio Zurruy, un integrante de Radio La Colifata.